and you work for me later on in the harvest. Ulagoyru, when it comes really the harvest time, you're for seller. Really then you're supposed to pay the worker a seller, which is two dinarin. So it comes out you gave him a dinar now, way before, on a condition that later on who worked for you, and he'll like work for you twice as much. He'll work a seller's worth for you. So lofer is also lahanas yemenu. You're not allowed to have enjoyment from that, because it looks like ribis. It looks like you're giving him a dinar $1 now, and he's holding on to it, and later in a few months when he pays you back, he's like going to pay you back $2. So that looks like ribis, therefore it's also. Aval, im sochro mehayoyim, the dinner, let's say you hired him today for a dinner. He aval im sochro mehayoyim, the dinner liyoyim, ulagurin yofasela muta. But let's say you hire a worker now and listen, and you tell him, listen, like work for me now straight. This month, next month, next month, work for me straight, and I'm going to give you a dinner a day, $1 a day. Even though later on, when it becomes the ger in the time of the harvest, then really people get paid two sloim. They are tzmutim. That's what the Braisa says. So the question is, you're going to tell me and think that kur v'shleishim so v'selam ani moich l'cho rishon kono, that if somebody says, I want to sell you a kur, which is 30 so, and he speaks out clearly, I'll sell you the kur, which is 30 saw, but b'sela, a saw b'sela. I'm saying clearly that for each saw, I'm charging you a seller. In other words, for this whole kur is really 30 sloyim, because there's 30 saw here. So if you speak out like that, as we said before, rishon, rishon kona, as soon as I give you one saw, you're kona. So if that's true, so achinam here also then. Kama koma misak posik, v'yosel henesit menu. Bidina liyoim ulagurim yofan sela mutter am I? Like, it's a question, why do you say here, if you hire the guy right now and tell him, listen, work for me for today, and I'm going to pay you $1 a day, but keep on working for me for the next 3 or 4 months, so even though later on, at the end of the third month, then really the work is worth $2, we say it's mutter. So the question is, am I? Why is it mutter? For agar not alehu, you're taking back ribis. Because you're telling me, if you speak out and say, I'm paying you $1 a day, it's like I'm hiring you for each day. So later on, you're like giving him a dinner right now, only $1, and he pays you back later $2 worth of work. He pays you back the worth of a seller. So the question is, why is that muta? So who you see, not like Yosvara? So my answer is back, no. Or my Rava says, but Tizbro, that is Svara. Zilzulei Beschirus, mi also. That Zilzulei Beschirus means just being mezalzel, not paying somebody so much wages for the work that he does, bechlau, that's not called ribis. That the Rashbam explains, real ribis is, I lent you money, and then you pay me back more than I lent you. That's called ribis. Or even if I sell you something right now, and I sell to you on an assignment that you first turn me back later and you pay back more later, that maybe looks like ribis. But here by work, really work, like a guy takes the wages that you make up with him. Sometimes a guy needs money, so he'll work at a cheaper price. So really the fact that the guy is working for you, even though his work is worth $2 and you're only paying him $1, it's not such a big issue of ribis, because it just looks like he needs the money. That's why he's working for you. So if even though when you speak out clearly, a dinner a day, each day is a payment by itself, like you said before, kur b'shloshim, v'sela, osa b'sela, each saw is worth a seller, it's being separate, here also, but still, by wages is muta. So Mar says, if that's a svara, that by wages you don't have to worry about ribis, if so, maishna resha, maishna seifa. If so, why does the resha then, why does it say, there is an issa ribis? And the Reshit says that if you hire a worker and you give him the money today, you give him $1 a day today, and he's first going to start working for you later on, when then really it's worth $2 a day, we say it's also, because it looks like he gave him $1 now, and he's holding on to it, he's going to use it, and he's going to pay you back the fact that you let him hold on to his dollar, later he'll work twice as much for you. So you see, by wages, there isn't this a ribis. midrabbanan. So why does the sefer not, like, what's the difference between the resha and the sefer? Maishna resha, maishna sefer. Sumor says, resha deloika ovid bahadei mahashto mechzek yoganotele. In the resha, he didn't start to work right now. The resha is like Tres Nisan. And you first have to start working later on in Tammuz. In the middle of the summer, Av, you have to start working. So if I give you money right now in Nisan, and you're not doing any work for me at all right now, that looks more like ribbis. Because it looks like I'm giving you money now, and you're not working for me right now. You're only going to start working for me later, 2 months later. And then the work you do for me is twice as much as the money that I gave you. So that looks like ribbis. It looks like the reason why you're working so much later is because I let you have the money way in advance. That's in the case of the ratio. But I call upon him in the sefer, though, sefer the COVID, bahadei, mahashto, but in the sefer that he starts to work for you right now, lemechzek yoka notalei. That's the Kiddush. Here it does not look like ribbis. But if I hire you right now and say, work for me now, and I'm paying you a dollar a day, and he starts to work now on Nisan. So true, now on Nisan is not so much work to do, it's only worth a dollar a day. Even though he keeps on working throughout the summer, and then in the middle of the summer, then the work is worth $2 a day, there it does not look like ribbis. Because it's not the pshat you paid him now, and he first starts working later, like they pay you back more. He started to work right away. Since so, that's the Maris Teretz, that's called Zilzusa Beskiris, does not look like ribbis. As long as he starts to work right now, so you're paying him like right now, that does not look like ribbis, therefore it's mutter. Then the Mishnah said, V'yimhoya mechuba bekarka, v'tolash kol shukona. Let's say these strings were on the field, and you just pull off one of them to be kaina, so you automatically kaina all of them. Therefore the Mishnah was, V'yimhoya mechuba bekarka, v'tolash kol shukona. Now, if something was attached to the ground, let's say pishtim, whatever it was, flax was growing, and you want to buy all my flax that I have on this ground, so the Mishnah says, you know what the answer is? Just pick off one or two of them, and automatically you kernel all the rest of them on the ground. So the question is why? Mishum de tolash kolshu kona. Just because you picked off a kolshu, you picked off one or two pieces of flax, that's why you claim the rest of the flax. What does one have to do with the other? Like you have a whole field here that's growing flax. So just that you picked off one or two, why is that a kinyan for all the flax, for all that's growing? So the Gemara says, Omarab Sheshes, Hocha b'mayaskin. You know, we're talking about over here, Diomalei l'cho leich or l'cho yof l'cho karka. Kol shu, v'koni kol mashaleho. He said, like, l'cho yof l'cho karka. And he said to him, listen, you want to buy the flax. Now, the flax now is attached to the ground. So really, it's called karka. So you could be carrying the flax the same way you could be carrying the karka. How do you buy karka? One of three ways. Either b'shtar, b'chazoko, or the kesef. So you can make a chazok in a karka, and you're carrying the karka. See here also, this pishtim, the flax, or whatever it is, kol zaman it's attached, it's growing off the ground, it's called a karka dummy. So I have a right to sell you all this flax with a kinyan chazoka. What's a kinyan chazoka? You go and pick off one or two of them, that's a chazoka in this field. So it's like a chazoka in the flax. So that's the chiddush over here. That a kinyan of karka chazoka is not only when I'm selling you the karka itself, that you make a kinyan chazoka in the karka, you're carrying the karka, but even if I'm selling you things that are growing out of the karka, I'm selling you here like this pishtin that's growing out of the karka, but kol zaman it's attached to the ground, anything that's attached is like the karka itself. Therefore, since it's like the karka itself, it's called mechubal karka, and the kinyan chazoka helps here also.
Is he buying the karka too?
No, he's not buying the karka. I'm only selling you the flax. But since the flax is attached to the karka, it has a locha like karka. So if you make a chazaka in any small part of this flax, you automatically claim all the flax. And we're talking about where the moicha said, listen, they made up a price already. The guy says, I'll buy all your flax for $100. And the moicha said, very good. Now it's only a question, you have to make a chazak, a kinyan. That's the chiddush, that something that's attached to the ground has a lach like karka itself, is called the karka. It has the same kinyan like karka. Now the Mishnah says, ha-moyche yayin, b'shem l'chaveroi, if somebody sells wine or oil to his friend, for hukru oy huzlu. Let's say later on, the prices either go up or go down. Hukru went up much more, got the word, much more valuable. Oy huzlu, the prices went down. So most probably what happens is one wants to retract. He wants to get a better price. They made up now for $10, and all of a sudden wine went up to $15 a gallon. So who the Meicher wants to retract from this sale, he'd rather sell it later to somebody else and get $15. So when could they retract? So it's like this. If the measuring cup was not filled up yet, so then, Lemoicher, the pshat is the sale did not take place yet, so the Meicher could retract and say, listen, I don't want to sell you this wine now. There's a better price coming up. I'll sell it to somebody else for $15. But Nishenes Malas Hamida, let's say he filled up the measuring cup, like Reuven came into the store to buy a gallon's worth of wine, and the Meicher filled up the gallon to the top. Says so, the Lakeach, it's considered as if the Lakeach owns the wine now, and it's his gain or his loss, it belongs to the Lakeach. What's going to be the Imhoya Sirsur Benayim? Let's say there's a middleman in between. There's the Meicher, and then there's the agent in between, the middleman, that he does business between the original owner and the new buyer. So it's like this. Nishbura hachovyis, let's say when the sirsur is pouring off the wine or carrying the wine, the barrel breaks. So halacha is nishbura lesirsur. It's his fault. He'll have to pay for it. The sirsur is the one that's fault since he broke it right now. It broke by him. So therefore, he has to pay. Atashbam says, a sirsur b'neim v'hamidah shaloi. And the measuring cup here belonged to the sirsur, as the Gemara explains. V'derech ha-sirsur liknois mi-bal ha-bayis, u-moichel ha-cherim u-mazich. Like you do business, that way. You buy from a wholesaler, and then you go sell to the people. Now, nishbura l'sar l'sirsur, Rashbam says, v'koni le-kelev shel sirsur, l'sirsur. It like belongs to him, k'tanya liel, p'moy samidish lechav mehem, rishon kona. We don't say the sirsur ain't available shlucha shalakech, but the chiddush is that we should not say the sirsur, this middleman, is like a shliach of the lakech, and therefore once it fills up and then it breaks, it's like the lakech loses out. No, it's still called brishus of the sirsur, and therefore if it breaks, he's the one that loses out. The middleman loses out. That's called. Now, when you're selling wine or you're selling oil, it's like you're emptying out your barrel of wine and pouring it into the other one's barrel. Now, when you finish emptying out your barrel, you can't just stop right away. You have to wait till 3 drops drip out. In other words, that's called the end of the barrel. Like, you know, with wine, there's always some wine still stuck inside the barrel, or some oil inside the barrel. So when you finish it off, you can't just stop, pour it off, and right away turn back. You have to wait till at least 1, 2, 3 drops drip out. That's enough. Then that's called, I sold you this barrel's worth of wine. So it says, V'chayiv lahatef loy shaloish tipin. Hechinu, let's say then, hechinu, he tilted it. Omitzos, he like squashed it a little bit. If there's any more wine left over after that, then we say it belongs to the Meicher. As even though the Meicher said, I'm selling you all the wine in this barrel, but the pshat is after he poured it out already, the extra little bit that's on the sides sapped in, that's what Kechis Miyayish gives up on. The Rashbam says, Echinu means hitel atzida. He tilts the barrel to the side. Acha shehitif mimenu sholosh tipul lekech. After he pours off, like 3 drops, the last 3 drops come to Lekech, then he tilts the barrel of mitzvahs. Shen is asaif mitzvah Hashem l'shuli akli. That, you know, you tilt it, so some Shem mitzvah comes to the bottom of the kli. The locher is harayu shomeicher. That little oil that's still left over in the bottom of the kli, that remains by the meicher. He has the right to keep it. He doesn't have to go running after the lakech and still give it to him. Mishun da lakech nisiyayish. So mishun da lakech is miyayish from that. Like the Gemara says. That's the chiddush. So when you pull off and sell a barrel of wine, you have to empty out the whole barrel and then wait until 3 drops still drip out. Then the rest of it, even though there's, you tilt the barrel to the side, there'll still be some oil, some shemen left, that belongs to the mecher. That's the sfor of lakech is miyayish. Yeah. Now the achenveni, what about a storekeeper? The achenveni ain't a chayiv lahatif shalosh tipin. The chenveni does not have to do this. Hey, so it's mashmoni the sirser, the middleman, he has to do that. But the chenveni, the storekeeper himself, he's so busy when he sells, he just has to empty out his barrel and that's it. He doesn't have to wait until another 3 drops drip out. And the Rashbam says the chenveni. Torah dove mechirosai. He's very busy selling things. Volakach loy his kiku lahatif dien loy pnai. He has no time. Like the storekeeper himself, he's a very busy guy. He has to take care. There's a lot of customers coming in. Customers are coming in and out. So therefore, since he has to take care of his customers, by him we're not mechayiv him to wait until these last 3 drops drip out. Rabbi Yehuda says. Erev Shabbos Simcha Shecha Potter. You should know it's right before Shabbos and somebody goes and buys wine, the same thing, the Moicha, the one that's selling it, is Potter from waiting until these last 3 drops drip out. All he has to do is just turn over his barrel, get all the wine out, and that's all. He does not have to wait another 2 or 3 seconds until the last 2 or 3 drops drip out. Now there is Shabbos also, people are busy, and it's as far as Lakech is Moicha. It's not called Gezel, it's called like Lokech is Meichel, like he knows the Meich is keeping that, he doesn't mind, it's okay. Yeah. Let's see the Gemara. Gemara says, Haimidah Deman, who owns this measuring cup? So what does the beginning of your Mishnah say? That HaMeichayayin, if you're selling wine or shemen, so when does the sale take place? So it says that if you filled up the measuring cup, then the Lokech owns it. If you didn't fill up the measuring cup yet, then the Meicher still owns it. And he could retract in a case where all of a sudden the prices go up or prices go down. They both want to retract. So it depends who owns it. If it's not filled up yet, it belongs to the Meicher. If it's filled up, it belongs to the Lokech. So Gemara asks, let's see, Hai Mida, the man. Who owns this Mida? Who owns this measuring cup? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Mida de Lokech, it's the Lokech's Kli. If so, why do you say if you did not fill up the measuring cup yet when the meicher was pouring off the wine and he didn't fill up the cup yet, it still belongs to the meicher? He could retract. The measuring cup belongs to the lakeach. If so, he should be kind of, like we had spurs before. The keli shel lakeach is kind of him. In the case where the meicher said you could be kind of, or else it's a machoikis. But it shouldn't be pushed that it belongs to the meicher. If the measuring cup belongs to the lakeach, so then there are a lot of svaros to say, as soon as the wine comes into this measuring cup, it should belong to the lakeach. So why does the Mishnah say it's still by the meicher? That's one kasha. So if it belongs to the lakeach, then why, before it's filled up, does it belong to the meicher? Yep. The El Elamai, what do you want to tell me? Mida, the Meicher we're talking about now. That's the Mida here. This measuring cup belongs to the Meicher. If so, Misha Nismalis. Even after the Meicher filled up the whole barrel of wine, Mida, Lilakeach, why do you say that it Misha Nismalis, Mida, Lilakeach? So once the measuring cup is filled up to the top, then the Lakeach owns it, and he has the right to keep it. The Meicher can't retract anymore. Why? Mida de Meicheri. The Chur, it's the Meicher's Kli. It belongs to the Meicher. So if so, the Lakech wasn't kind of it yet. Also, the Tashal is before we have, if it belongs to your, in your Kli, does the other one have a Kinyan or not? So how could you say so poshut? That once it fills up, it belongs to Lakeach. Why? If the Kli belongs to the Meicher, so there's a good sad that the wine still belongs to the Meicher also. So what's going on here? In the Mishnah, who owns this Mida? Who owns the measuring cup? So Gemara says, Rabbi Loi, b'midas sirsur. We're talking about true that this midah does not belong to the meicher. It does not belong to lakeach. It belongs to the middle person. It belongs to the sirsur. That's the pshat. That once it's filled up completely, there's a smichas das that it belongs not to the lakeach. And before it's filled up completely, the pshat is there's no smichas das of the sale, and therefore it still belongs by the meicher. So Mor says no. For me, diktoni sefer. Since the sefer of the Mishnah says, "Fiim ho yasir so benayim," if there was a middleman in between, the salesman in between, then nishbra hachovius. If the barrel breaks, nishbra lasirsur, that the sirsur one is the one that loses out. It's like his barrel that broke. So Mor says, "Mechlaf." Here's a little bit of proof. The reisha lav besirsur askinon. The Chur was talking about the reisha. Not, that is, without the sirsa, mechlal de reisha lav besirsa askinon. So it was the genakasha back to the reisha. If the reisha is not talking about the middleman's kli, but either the moicher or the lakeach, so what's the difference whether it's filled up or not? It should depend who owns the kli or not. So my answer is like this: reisha mida b'loy sirsa sefer besirsa atzmo. Reisha means what? Mida b'loy sirsa. So Rashbam says what? The reisha shehisha lehem hamida via sirsa ein hasham. The true, it's not talking about the measuring cup belongs to either the mercher or the lakeach. True, it belongs to a third person. It belongs to the sirsa, to the salesman. But just they borrowed it from the salesman, and the salesman is not here. That's the case. Shehisha lehem amida, the hasirser ain hashem. The middleman is not here. For kamash malon, the ainosh lucha shel sirser liyos.